The funeral procession stretched the full length of Unter den Linden. As the head of it reached the Brandenburg Palace, the tail was out of sight at the far end of the boulevard. It was a wet grey day, and the mourners lined both sides of the road, 10 persons deep under the drizzle. They were silent, except for the woman's weeping. A single drummer tapped out the death march. A full squadron of cavalry led the procession. The hooves of their horses clattered on the paving, and the pale light reflected dully from the blades of the drawn sabres. Eva stood in the front rank of mourners. She wore full-length black leather gloves, and a hat with black ostrich feathers on the crown. A black veil covered her eyes and the top half of her face. Kaiser Wilhelm II rode his black charger ahead of the gun carriage that bore the coffin. He wore a shining spiked helmet with a golden chain chinstrap, and his black cloak was flared back from his shoulders over the rump of his mount. His expression was fiercely tragic. A team of magnificent black horses drew the gun carriage. The coffin upon it was enormous and made of transparent crystal, so that Otto von Meerbach's corpse was clearly visible to the mourners. He was dressed in the costume of a Roman emperor, with a crown of laurel leaves on his head. In each of his great hairy fists he held an assegai, the blades crossed over his chest. Incongruously, a Cuban cigar was clamped between his teeth. Eva was filled with a consuming joy and a profound sense of relief. Otto was dead. The nightmare was over, and she was free to go to Leon. Lying in his crystal coffin, Otto opened one eye, looked directly at her, and blew a perfect smoke ring. She began to laugh. She could not stop, and the bell-like peals rang out across Unter den Linden. Kaiser Wilhelm turned in his saddle and glared at her. Then he urged his horse forward and leaned over her to reprimand her. "Wake up, Eva!" he told her sternly. "Wake up! You're dreaming!" "Otto is dead," she answered him. "It will be all right now. Now they will have to let me go. I will be free. It's over." "Wake up, my darling," said the Kaiser, and leaned out from the saddle to take her by the shoulder and shake her briskly. The fact that he was the Emperor of Germany, and that she had been presented to him at court on more than one occasion, was no excuse for such familiar behaviour. She was quite offended. How dare he call her darling? "I am Leon's darling, not yours," she told him primly, and sat up. Leon had lit the candle, so it was light enough in the hut on Lonsonio Mountain for her to make out his face close to hers and see his anxious expression. "Otto is dead," she told him. "You were dreaming, Eva." "I saw him, darling Badger. He really is dead." She paused to consider the statement. "Even if my dream was a fantasy, even if he is out there somewhere, living and breathing, for me, he is dead. He no longer means anything to me. I don't even hate him any longer. Now that I've found love with you, there is no place in my life for barren emotions like hatred and revenge." She reached out for him, and he took her within the circle of his arms and held her tightly. "Together we will transform all this ugliness into something bright and beautiful," he promised. "I want you to take me to Lucima Mama," she whispered. "The very first time you spoke of her, I felt as though I already knew her. I have a strange feeling that I am spiritually connected to her. Somehow I know that she holds the key to our happiness." "We will go to her today, as soon as it is light enough to take the pathway to the summit,"